When a man is Mekadesh half a woman, the Gemara says that it doesn't work. And the Gemara says, Gemara asks, Finifshu to la Kedusha Bekula, why don't we let the Kedushin be mispashet? Milo Tanya, don't we have a brisa that if you say Ragla Zushal Ola, Tehe Kula Ola? That if the regal should be at Ola, then the whole thing should be in Ola. So too, why don't we say with the woman, Nifshita la Kedusha Kula? So from our Sugya Tzmuchach, says Reb Shimon Shkop, that we're Medame, Kedushin De'isha, la Kedusha Zagufta Behema. That just like the Kedushin is mispashet in a behemoth, the Kedushin is also mispashet in an isha. So there's a famous chakira begedr din pashta, if the pashta is in the chalosa hekdesh. In other words, first we say that the hekdesh is chal on half, and then the hekdesh, the chalos, is mispashet to the whole, it extends to the whole, or no. Maybe the pashta is in the maisa hekdesh, in the dibor hekdesh. When he's makdish chetzi, we say that it's as if he's makdish the whole thing. So we can bring a raya from Tosfos and our sugi that the whole discussion of pashta legabe kedushin, it's only if he says a lashon of mikudesh, is when he's lashon of red mureses, it's not shayich to talk about pashta. Now, if you say that originally the kedushin is chal bechetzia, and then afterwards it's mispashet, l'may nafgamina beza lashon he said it, sof part of the kedushin was chal, and let the whole thing be mispashet. Therefore, it must be that din pashta is in his dibor. Already in his dibor, there's a chalos hekdesh on the whole thing, and therefore, Tosfos say very well that that's only when he said a b'lashon mikudesh. That gives the koach of dibor, the koach to be mispashet, like hekdesh. But if he says lashon acher, there's no koach in the dibor. But if he uses a different lashon, so once the whatever lashon he uses, tachlis kedushin is chal. And once there's a chalos kedushin, it could be mispashet. But if it's on the dibor, there's no hispashtus for the dibor because it doesn't even start because if he uses a lashon of erison, so half a lashon, there's no hispashtus on the etzem halashon. But if you'd say it's in the chalos, then once whatever lashon he uses, but there is going to be a chalos kedushin. So once there's a chalos, if you say that the chalos is mispashet. So if you say the chalos is mispashet, the chalos can taka be mispashet because there's a chalos on half and now it's mispashet to the whole thing. And there is a chalos kedushin if you use the lashon of erison or another such lashon. But if you say that we're talking about the dibor, so then it's the dibor is only a half and it doesn't get off the ground if you use another lashon. Only if you use a lashon of kedushin it gets off the ground. That's why Tosfos says that you have to use dafka lashon of kedushin, so it must be the fitosis is pashtus of the dibor. In the sugis hagemara ben adar and dafchav tesam b'alef, it says armelishta yom at ishti, today you're my wife and tomorrow you're not my wife. She requires a get, and we compare this to a makdish behema ola kol lamid. So for 30 days it's an ola, and then after 30 days it turns into a shlamim. So when there's Kedushas HaGuf, the Kedushas HaGuf can't just fall away. So too, you can't say, today you're my wife, tomorrow you're not my wife. Since the Kedushin is Chal, it's not Pokeh. So we can ask, that the Rosh asks, how do we know that if you say, Ayomat Ishti L'macharei Ishti, that she requires a get? How taka does the Gemara know that? So the answer is that Kabbay Gittin, we say in Perek HaMagaresh, Hayom te ishti migureshes ulamachar lo tehe migureshes. Today my wife is divorced and tomorrow she's not. It doesn't help because came with the paska. Once she's out, she's out. And she's migureshes laolam. And if so, the gabe kedushin also. She's mikudeshes laolam, since we make a hekesh of havayati yitzia. So what's the time of the gemara that hayom at ishti ulamachar et ishti? She requires a get because came in the paska. And we have Havaya Tiyatsiya, What's the reason that Hayomat Ishti Mugureshes and Tanar she's not Mugureshes? Because Kevin the Paska Paska, once she's Mugureshes, she's Mugureshes. So that's Pshat in the Gemara, why Hayomat Ishti Lamachorid Ishti, she requires a get, she remains married. Because once she's married, she's married. Just like once she's divorced, she's divorced. Once she's married, she's married. So it just go away automatically. So that's the Rush explains. We make a Hekeshta from Havaya to Yitzhiya. From Yitzhiya to Havaya, that just like by Gerushin, once it's off, so too by Kedushin, once it's on, it's on. So since we learned it by Hekesh, so it's Pashut that it's not Shaykh to be Mechalik, whether he says a Lashon of Erisin, or whether he says a Lashon of Kedushin. So how did Tosfos make this Chiluk of what Lashon he said it in? In other words, we're learning here, this is a Yisod here of his Pashtus, that the Kedushin starts today and then it just continues extending. Even though he says, tomorrow you're not my wife, but it doesn't matter, it even extends to tomorrow. But then how do we know that? We know it from a Hekesh to get. But since we learn it from a Hekesh to get, it clearly can't make a difference what Lashon he's using. By get, there's no Lashon of Kedushin, not Kedushin. So Mimele, we just learn from the Yisod of get, that it's Mispashit. Once she's out, she's out. So to by Kedushin, once she's in, she's in. So what difference does it make what Lashon he uses? So to by us, in our case of Hispashtus HaKedushin, there's also a type of Hispashtus that we're talking about here, that today you're my wife, tomorrow you're not my wife. So that works no matter what Lashon he uses. So this should also work when he says that part of you is married to me, then it doesn't matter what language he uses. What Lashon he uses, the whole woman should be married to him. The whole thing should be mispashet. As we learn from get, and by get there's no difference in Lashonos. By Kedushin, Erisin, so too by Kedushin, it should also work no matter what Lashon he uses. So Rav Shimon answers that the Gemara there is not shaykh to the din of Pashta that we have over here, because there we're talking about his Pashtas Bechaleis HaKedushin. In other words, since the Kedushin were Chala, Kol HaPachos Yom Echad, we say that it's Chala Olam. However, in our Sugi, we're not talking about the Chalos and the Pashta and the Chalos HaKedushin. Because since we require Da'as HaIsha, as long as he wasn't Mekadish the whole woman, Kol Delo Kadish is Kol HaIsha, if he wasn't Mekadish the whole woman, there's no Chalos Kedushin at all. There's no Chalos Kedushin B'chetzia. So here we're talking, there, there already is a Chalos Kedushin, the Chalos extends. So chalosim can extend. However, here we're talking about pashtan the maisa kedushin, pashtan the dibor. That just like by hekdesh behemah, we say that omla ragla shalolazu. There's a pashtan the maisa hekdesh that the whole animal becomes holy. Like Rashi says, lefikach yesh koach b'ma'amaro lifshot. It's his pashtus in the maimer and the dibor. So from a little bit of a maisa, it's mispashit that the whole maisa is a maisa of kedushin. So to gabe kedushin, the Gemara says that the ispashtis will be from that mixus maisa. We're going to make a whole maisa, and then there's going to be memela next step, a chalos kedushin. So now the Tosfos chiluk is very good. What do we learn from the Hekesh of Get? We learn the Hekesh of Get when there's this Pashtus and the Chalos. That just like there's a Chalos Gittin, once it's off, so too by Kedushin, once it's on. That we learn from Gittin. But here we're talking about a Pashtus of the Maisa. Ah, in order for the Maisa Kedushin to be Mispashet, he has to use a Lashon of Kedushin, of Hekdesh. And then Memela, it spreads. But if he uses a Lashon of Erisin, then it doesn't spread because that can't be learned from the animal. So in the case of the spreading of the chalos, we learn from Gittin there, it doesn't matter what Lashon you use, but in the case of the spreading of the Maimer, of the Dibor, of the Maisa, that we're learning from Hekdesh, and therefore you have to use a Lashon of Kedushin. So in the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, it says that if a woman is half Shivcha, half Bas Chorin, and she was Miskadeshes to Reuven, and then she was freed, and then she was Miskadeshes to Shimon, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chama says that the first Kedushin goes away, and only the second Kedushin is Chal. Rabbi Zeira says, no, once she's freed, Gamra Kedushay Rishon. So the Pashtus and the Biur of the Mandiyama, the Gamra Kedushay Rishon, in other words, that Reuven was Mekadesh, or half of her. And then she was freed. And now Shimon's Mekadesh, or Shimon's doesn't work, only Reuven's works, because Gemara says Gemara of Kedusha Rishon, the Kedusha Rishon is valid, is effective, and not Kedusha Sheni. Why? What's the pshat? It must be Pashta. We have to understand. Here we say that a woman, since there's Das Acheres Makna, we don't say Pashta. As in our Gemara, here in Kedushin, it says Nifshala B'Kedusha B'Kula, and the Gemara answers, no, there's Das Acheres that's Ma'akev. We want it to be Mispashit, but she's Ma'akev. So therefore, also there, why don't we say that there's Das Acheres, and we don't say Pashta? But based on what we said, it's very good, because there, the Pashta is in the Chalos. She was already Miskadeshes L'chetzi, and therefore, when she was Mishtach, where the Kedushin is Chal B'Kula M'Mela, because she was already Mikudeshes B'chetzia. So therefore, that's even whether she likes it or not, once there's already a half a Chalos, the Chalos is Mispashit. But here, in our Sugya, there's no such thing as making a chalos on half a woman. There, that's all there is to make a chalos on. But here, there's no chalos on half a woman. The whole thing is available, and he's trying to get half of her. That doesn't work. And since that doesn't work, you need the mimer to be mispashit. That half should extend to the whole. That half the mimer of doing half, should extend to the whole. And there we say, no, that the Das Acheres can prevent. If there has been no chalos yet, then the Das Acheres can prevent the maisa from extending. But once there's a chalos, now it's already too late. So when there's Das Acheres, the Das Acheres can stop the Maisa. That's still in her hands. But once the Maisa is already done, and there's already a half a Chalos, like we have in the case over there in Gittin on Gimel Amid Beis, that he already married half of her was a Bas Chorin, and now the other half of her is freed, so that's an automatic, that she can stop it. Here on the Maisa, that she can stop. However, we have to understand how we're Medamik, Kedushin L'Kachim, Linya Pashta B'Maisa, by Kachim, there's a Maisa Hekdesh B'Dibur, and therefore we can say Pashta B'Maisa Hekdesh, in other words, the Dibur. But by Kedushin, it's not just the Dibur that makes the Kedushin, it's also the Nesinas Pruta. The Nesinas Pruta is the Maisa Kedushin, and therefore how's it Shaykh to say Pashta? Because it's not enough that you did Pashta in the Dibur of the half an Isha. The Dibur alone isn't enough, and therefore we have to say that the Pashta is in the case of Kedushin, and it's a Dabar Tamua. He only gives a Pruta Al Chatzi Guf. And how's it shaykh to say Pashta? Sof, the Kesef Kedushin was only given for half a goof. And how's the second half going to be Miskadeshes? So we have to say that by Kedushin, since the Kesef and the Dibor are the Maisa Kedushin, when we say Pashta B'Dibor, it means the Dibor is Mispashet on the Kesef as well. Not only was the Dibor, in other words, the two parts to Kedushin, there's the Dibor and then there's the Kesef, the giving of the Kesef. So we say that the Pashta not only works for the Dibur, that the Dibur of half really means whole, but the Pashta also works on the Kesef, even though the Kesef was for half, it's also Mispashit to all of her, and if not for Das Acheres, then the Kedushin would spread, just like we find by Kachim. So here's a little bit of insight, just a little tiny bit of insight into the Sugya from Magon HaGadol Reb Shimon Shkap, and we should all be Zochet, Lilmod Ulelamed, Lishma Velas, Lakaim is called Ivri Samu Terezu Yehava. Amen, Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.